the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospeaksGaragePunkRadio.
You want to know the truth? It's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and I don't deserve that.
Well, good evening, fans of great 60s underground rock music. You're with Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, and this is episode 250. And to celebrate, I'm getting the show underway with a personal favourite. This is Gloria, as done by Columbia's Los Yetis.
Me gusta una nenita, que solo verla yo temblaba de emoción, se me paraba el corazón. Ella no lo sabía, que me gustaba a mí. El día que me atreví, ella me dijo así. My name is pasó. Pues yo estaba con ella, lo demás no me importó. Y así recuerdo ahora lo que sucedió, que a mi casa llegó y la puerta tocó y preguntó por mí y después me dijo así. My name is G.
Well, yes, this is Retrospect episode 250. What a great way to get it underway. Colombian band out of Medellin. They're called Los Yetis, began as a vocal trio in 1965. By 66, they signed to a label called Discos Fuentes, recorded their debut LP, self-titled, in June of 1966. Their cover, of course, of Van Morrison's quite wonderful Gloria. Lots more great global garage and some real obscurities coming up in this episode 250.
The end sound of today.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, here's one from 1966 by a band called The Omoeba. It's a 45 on Orpheon Records. The A-side was Lost Love. The B-side is a track written by a guy called Jerry Rugovoy. First recorded by jazz trombonist Kai Winding and his orchestra in 1963. We, of course, know it much better as a single by the Rolling Stones in 64. So this is The Omoeba with Time Is On My Side.
Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. And you always say that you want to be free, but you've gone running back. You've gone running back. Yes, you will, baby. You've gone running back to me. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. go ahead, baby, lie all over town. Tell your nasty little lies to every man you see. 'Cause I know that someday you come knocking at my door. And I know that all that it takes is the sight of your face, my darling, to make me know. Yeah, I want you back again. So keep on running, keep on running, keep on running. I'm taking time. It's on my side. Yes, it is. Time. It's on my side. Yes, it is. 'Cause I got to feel love. Kind that you need. You come back. You come back. Knocking at my door. You come back to me. Time, time, time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time, time, time is on my side. Yes, it is.
You said no goodbyes, then you said no goodbyes. You tried to fool me with your lies, then leave me on with alibis. But now it's time to stop and realize that other boy, he stole our love. But no matter what you say, I won't give up, I'm gonna stay. Why, girl, must I leave? Girl, girl, I cannot believe it, that there were times that you loved me. But now your love is floating free. But now it's time to stop, I can see. We had love, a love we share. But no matter what you say, girl, I won't give up, I'm gonna stay. That's right, girl, I'm gonna stay. Yes. Leave me on with alibis. But now it's time to stop and realize. Please don't ever leave me, baby. I love you too much. Too much, girl. So I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right here with you, girl. I love you more and more every day. That's right, girl. I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay, girl. I'm gonna stay.
Seven Up is the uncool, the incredible uncool. Seven Up is the one. Get with the uncrowd, with the taste of the uncola. Seven Up, get out in the sun. Uncola, uncola, Seven Up is the uncola. Seven. Seven Up, get out in the sun.
There's a set of obscurities, wrapping with something not quite so obscure. So top of the set, The Amoeba, with their cover of Time Is On My Side. Then out of Paducah, Kentucky, USA, on Century Records in 1966, the band is called The Moxies, the track I'm Gonna Stay. And finally, Glendora, California's Legends of Surf Guitar, the Surfaris, best known for Surfer Joe, Wipeout and so on. That was the Surfaris with their interpretation of the garage classic, Hey Joe.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, I said we've got lots of great global garage in this episode. Let's just have a little taste of it now. These guys were formed near Gothenburg. They recorded one of the world's first psychedelic albums. That was 1966. It was called Extra Extra. So a Swedish band. They sang a lot of tracks in English. They're called Tages. This is their version of Dimples.
I love the way you walk.
went to work this morning, about 2 hours late. I don't know how this happened. You know it's just my fate. Now my boss, he's mad about this whole situation. He starts to scream and holler. He thinks my mind's on vacation. You know, I'm always trying to do my best, but it seems that I just can't make the test. No matter what I do or what I say, things always happen this way. I told this story to my baby.
Let's show them how much we appreciate their coming to North Little Rock, Arkansas. All right? And incidentally, how many of you got a chance to see these four fabulous performers when they played at the Robinson Auditorium? How many of you? Raise your hands here. Goodly raise of hands. Of course, they played on the same bill with the Yardbirds. These boys have been rather busy since those days. And to get them all the way to North Little Rock on behalf of the Big Cave Bandorama was somewhat of a taxing feat. All right, we had it. Sid, I need your help just a second. We had a long distance phone call from Chicago, Illinois. Some folks who are listening right now. This is, of course, many folks all across Mid-America listening right now. And they had a special request that we introduce the group one by one. Can we start with the drummer? What's his name, please?
Don Woods.
Don Woods. This is the drummer. Let's have a nice round of applause for Don. And Johnny, I don't know Johnny's last name.
Johnny Sanders.
Johnny Sanders. All right, let's have a nice round of applause for Johnny here. This is the wildest character you'll ever meet right here. What's his name?
Vince Montgomery.
Vince Montgomery. Let's have a round of applause for him. And girls, this is Sid Herring, the lead singer of the Fabulous Gants. Let's hear a nice round of applause for Sid. And we hope that this pleases the folks up in Chicago, Illinois. What else have you got to please them right now?
It's a rain.
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, episode 250. If you've missed any recent episodes, don't worry, they are available in a variety of places. The iTunes store under the podcasting section, just search Retrospect Garage Punk. You'll find us there where you can subscribe to the show, rate each episode, even leave a review of the show. That would be great. You can also find us at tunein.com or using the TuneIn app on your device. Also, Stitcher Radio, a bunch of other places, you can find a fair number of recent back episodes of Retrospect. So we had Swedish band Tages top of the set with Dimples. Then Chicago's Shadows of Night with It Always Happens That Way. The Gants with their cover of The Beatles' Rain, first released as the B-side of Paperback Writer in May 1966. Both of those tracks recorded during the sessions for their Revolver album, although neither actually appeared on the album. And finally in the set, a band called Monday's Mondos. Picture and information about them up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. So Monday's Mondos, also known as Florian Monday and his Mondos. Mondos were youth who donned skin-tight black peg pants, black boots and collarless jackets. So these guys were from Woonsocket High School in Rhode Island. Their debut disc was called Mondo Mo. That was 1963, released on their own label called FM. So we had Monday's Mondos with I'm Crying. Picture of them, a bit more information up on Facebook. Yeah.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It's mellow. It's raucous. It's tender. It's raw.
Let's check out some global garage rock, as we do pretty much every episode here on Retrospect. Picture of these guys and some information up on our Facebook page. They are called Los Vidrios Quebrados, or the Broken Glasses. Chilean rock band formed in 1964, inspired by the Beatles, the Yardbirds, the Rolling Stones. Originally called Los Lawyers. As the Broken Glasses, they got a deal with EMI Odeon. This was one of the tracks recorded. It's called ¿Qué Importa el Tiempo?
today we're free. The session is well. Somebody will play a forgotten guitar. The candlelight will soon be out. And after this, we'll have a trip. Talking through the smoke, smoking through the sound. Walk around the world, joining our soul. Let's enjoy the session. Let's enjoy the session. Get my inspiration. Let's enjoy the session. Let's enjoy the session. Get my inspiration. Day or sun, time is out of question. It's our first relation that will end on Monday. Perhaps next week.
Don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Überall in der Welt singen die junge Leute von die Liebe. Und warum nicht? Ein Lied über Lohnsteuer oder Straßenverkehrsordnung wird stimmt kein Hit werden.
Au! Nein. Bist du hier, nur bei dir kann ich endlich glücklich sein. Bin kein böser Wolf, ich heule nur zum Schein. Darum frag ich dich, wann wirst du endlich mein? Keine Angst, little woman, wenn wir zwei zusammen.
Kann ich endlich glücklich sein. Oh,
is the start of our global garage for this week. Chilean band Los Vidrios Quebrados, top of the set with Que Importa el Tiempo. Then we had a guy called Brian Diamond and the band The Cutters. So Brian Diamond himself grew up in the south of London, was in a skiffle group called The Sidekicks, then another band called The Earl Baron Five. He impressed people at auditions, was asked to form a band, so The Cutters arrived with Brian as a lead vocalist. Signed up to Decca, didn't really get any airplay in the UK, but they became popular in Germany. So he was asked to overdub one of their songs in German. Writers were brought in to rewrite the lyrics to their single Big Bad Wolf, and that's what we had, retitled as Kein Angst Little Woman, Brian Diamond and The Cutters. Then thirdly in the set, video of this up on our Facebook page, Jacques Dengin, French composer and arranger, active in the 60s, also into the 70s, largely film scores, although he was a member of a French vocal group called Les Double Six. Jacques Dengin, very cool track from 1968 called Nevrose.
I'd like to know what's your attitude toward dancing. Dancing is just as wrong as it's always been.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, let's try one more global garage pick. This is another one from the Groupes Québécois compilation that I've recently got hold of and played a few tracks from. They're called the Ook Picks, formed out of two other groups in the spring of 1966, signed with a label called London for the first of their 45s. That was summer of 1966. By 68, they'd broken up, although they did reform later on as the Megatones. So this is Les Ook Picks of the Groupes Québécois compilation called Marchand d'un Million. A track out of Canada there from Les Ook Picks, wrapping our global garage for this episode 250 of Retrospects. Hope you've enjoyed the episode and the mix of stuff. Your recommendations are always invited. You're welcome to join up to the Retrospect Facebook page at facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Right, time for one more. I'm going to leave you with some instrumental music. This is a favourite of mine. Bit of a stretch to call it garage rock, really. It's kind of a cash-in album. That time when there was LPs coming out of hi-fi music to test new stereo equipment and so on, also kind of correlated with the popularization of psychedelic music. So a few cash-in albums. This one's a favorite of mine, though. It's called Electric Piano Playground. Well, that's the band. The name of the album was Psychedelic Seeds. One participant in this was a producer called Shelby Singleton. So this is Psychedelic Piano Playground, instrumental reinterpretation of Psychotic Reaction. And that's it for Retrospect episode 250. I'm Phil Gray, signing off till this time next week. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.